Ours to Protect. Brought to you by KCLR, the IBI, and funded by Commission Amman with a television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
I'm delighted to be joined on this week's Ours to Protect by MEP Sean Kelly. Sean, welcome to the programme.
Most welcome. Delighted to be with you as always.
Thank you so much. And look, just wanted to check in with you in terms of a press release that you sent through to us about the European Commission's non-binding recommendation for the EU to achieve a 90% net reduction in greenhouse gas emissions by 2040. What does it mean?
Well, it means that we now have a target which we have to align with, because it's very easy to talk about a long-term target, but now when we are already in 2024, 2040 isn't that far away, but at the same time it gives us time to plan. And it means that essentially we have to avail of the wonderful opportunities we have in Europe and particularly in Ireland in relation to renewable energy. And of course we have the best wind off the coast of Ireland, but we also have of course opportunities in solar. But we are not doing enough to make it happen. And that's where this target will focus the minds of this government and the next government to deliver. And that means looking at the opportunities so that we reach an 80% target of renewable energy very shortly, but also that we bring the public with us. And we also have to look at the system which applies to getting permission to embark on projects. The planning permission in Ireland is too slow, it's cumbersome, you can have judicial reviews holding up projects for many years. So I think what really needs to happen is for the Irish government to say, these are the targets, this is what we need to do, this is how we're going to do it, this is how we're going to engage with local communities from the outset, and then we will become hopefully a world leader and become competitive, because the opportunities we have in terms of renewable put us in that space. But it's a bit like the Kilkenny hurling team having a target to win All Ireland this year or next year without putting in place how they're going to do it. This is all about how we're going to do it, and I think this target now, which is much closer than 2050, gives us the opportunity to so do. And I think the positive point is this, that we in Ireland, for instance, we're spending 1 million euro every hour importing fossil fuels. All that is available essentially free of charge once we have the projects up and running, because you don't have to pay for the wind and you don't have to pay for the sun. And I think they're the type of things we need to get into our heads and say, now, these are the opportunities, it must happen. Let's make it happen as soon as possible.
That's an incredibly stark figure, John, isn't it? 1 million euro every hour importing fossil fuels.
Yeah, it's massive. And when you look at Europe prior to the war in Ukraine, we're paying 1 billion every week to Russia. So we were paying massive money to Russia for fossil fuels. Now we're weaning ourselves off that. And we have to look at all the opportunities available. Wind, solar, anaerobic digesters. We have a target of 200 of those in Ireland. But where are they going to be? The government has spelled that out. How are they going to be done? That hasn't been spelled out. So really what we need to really put the screws essentially on this government, on the next government, spell it out. What supports are there? When is it going to happen? Where is it going to happen? And how are you going to support it? Because I think the will is there amongst the population. They all know we want and need to reduce emissions, but we haven't spelled out how it's going to happen. We need to do that as soon as possible.
Sean, just how big of an issue is climate action on the European agenda?
Many would say it's too big, in the sense that it is all about regulation and legislation, saying we have to do this, we have to do that, targets, 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 but not enough about the practicality, and particularly ensuring that we can do it without impacting on competitiveness in Europe. Because if you do it too quickly without supports, then industry will leave Europe and go to other places. That's not good enough. But at the same time, there is a sense of reality coming to it. We are now in a position where we're saying, these are the targets, this is what's going to cost, this is how it's going to happen. And at the same time, we're also saying, thankfully, because of what they call the CBAM, Carbon Border Adjustment Mechanism, if products are coming into the European Union from countries where they aren't reaching the same sustainable standards as Europe, that there'd be an extra tax on them so that we would be able to compete on an equal level. That's hugely important, because otherwise you'd be idealistic. You'd have all the wonderful targets in the world, but at the same time, you'd be actually handing a competitive advantage to countries like China, Russia, the USA to a certain extent, without actually ensuring that we keep the industries in Europe. For instance, we should be producing far more solar panels in Europe rather than importing them from the USA. And we should look at all the alternatives which are available to us. And I think if we do that, Europe is big enough and strong enough and competitive enough to maintain that. And Ireland has a key role to play in that, especially if we develop, which the government love talking about, all this offshore wind. But what have we done in terms of ensuring the ports, first of all, are equipped to deal with the offshore wind, and then that we have a grid that can export it onto Europe, which will be the ideal and which will happen in due course. But we need to spell this out in a practical basis much quicker and much more definitively and show what financial supports we're prepared to put behind it to make it happen.
So what would you like to see next in terms of how the Irish government take on some of these benchmarks that have been laid down, I suppose?
Yeah, this would apply to the Irish government and the next mandate in the European Union, because we have elections in June the 7th. There'll be new parliament, there'll be new commission. Basically, this is it. You have targets. What are you going to do this year, next year, the year after, to make those targets a reality? What supports are you going to put in place to make them happen? Where do you think they're going to happen? And how are you going to ensure that everybody is on board? Because, as I said, I think the public at large support decarbonisation, because I know it's needed for future generations, but they haven't been engaged enough and they haven't been taken into the confidence of governments to say what supports they're prepared to give and how it's going to happen in your community. So I'd like to see that becoming more realistic in terms of the government and the next mandate. And I would say I would stop them from talking about targets anymore. The targets are there. How are they going to be met? What are you going to do about it right now, this year, where there are difficulties, for instance, in relation to planning? What are you going to do to ensure that a developer will get permission within a reasonable time? What are you going to do to ensure that the local community are aware of what's happening straight away so everybody can be on board? And it's all about getting everybody on board, and that's the key point.
Some very practical questions there for the government, Sean. Thank you so much, MEP Sean Kelly, for having a chat with us on this morning's Hours to Protect.
And thank you very much. It's a pleasure to reach you, and thank you for your interest.
Hours to Protect is funded by Commission Le Mans with a television licence fee and is a partnership between KCLR and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out hourstoprotect.ie for more information.